For advanced players, well, you can take that same concept of embellishing the open chords and then bring them to different places on the neck, anywhere. So I had a C chord example a minute ago. But if you hike all that up one fret and now you're a D flat. D flat, how am I gonna embellish that? Well, it's easy, you just take the same shape. That's big deal. If you took common open chords and moved them all throughout the neck, then whatever key you're in, whatever fret you're in, you can embellish the chord on the fly, no problem. Advanced guitars, you should also learn the five chord families. Five chord families are major, dominant, minor, half diminished, and diminished. So for major, you should learn major seven chords. You should learn dominant, you should learn seventh chords, which you probably know already. And then minor, you should learn minor seven. And then half diminished means minor seven flat five, which you don't see that much in the rock world. You do see it a lot in the jazz world, but there are examples in the rock world, and I have an article on rock and pop tunes that use half diminished chords. And then of course there's fully diminished. You should learn fully diminished. You should learn those on the sixth string and on the fifth string, the same as you know for the regular bar chords, major, minor, and seventh. Well, you should learn major seven, seven, minor seven, half diminished, and diminished. And I call that the 10 chords, because it's five chord families times two different possibilities, fifth string roots and sixth string roots. I cannot tell you how many times that I've shown that to people. With that, with those 10 chords, you can play any rock or jazz or pop song, whatever. You know, open up a jazz reel book, no problem, you can play it. So that's another area that advanced people would do well to learn. It's also very, very useful for advanced people to learn triads. The smaller the chord, the easier it is to embellish. Now, we were doing C a minute ago, so let's just take strings 4, 3, and 2. There's three different types of triads. There's root position, there's first inversion, and their second inversion. And with the knowledge of where those are, you can easily embellish as well as make up, you know, licks, which I'm sure you recognize. And you can do all kinds of things with triads. If it's a progression, like let's say it's C, G, A minor, F. So you, just with triads, now you can't see my hand here, but I'm just right in the same area of the fretboard. So if I'm a second guitarist in a band, or if I'm doing a recording where I'm recording a second guitar part, and the first guitar part is playing open chords, like, you know, well, what do you do as the second guitarist? You know, don't just repeat, don't just double what the other part did. Let's do something different. So I might have that go, and then the other part goes, called smooth voice leading, meaning the minimum amount of change from one chord to the next. Voice leading means a smooth connection between chords. Like you can just hear from C to G, what we used to think of as, or perhaps you used to think of as, you know, being far away from each other if you're doing bar chords, you know, one's at the fret, eighth fret, and the other's at the third fret. They're actually very similar. I mean, the G note stays exactly the same. The E note becomes a D, which so that's a movement of a whole step, and the C becomes a B, that's a movement of a half step. So the total amount of movement is a step and a half for three notes. So that's very little, if you see what I mean. And that's why it sounds so smooth when you record, when you do a part like, so learning triads is a huge thing, And of course, there's triads on the on lots of different sets of strings. There's, you know, strings 6-4-5, 5-4-3, 4-3-2, 3-2-1, and then ones where you skip strings. So, you know, like 6-5-3, and all different combinations. So, but a place to start would be on strings 4-3 and 2, in my opinion.